So we might say, even though we've been learning Chesabatim already for 3 days, I feel we have to start over again. Because we've been learning Chesabatim through the eyes of Rabbi Shmuel and the Hokeyusha, but now we got to go back to the drawing board, because for technical grounds, the Gemara ultimately rejects them, not rejects them entirely, but says that many of them did buy it, but for other reasons. So the Gemara on the top of Chav Tesla and Alf tries again, actually at the very bottom of Chesabatim, it tries again with other Pesukim, and the Gemara gets nowhere fast with those Pesukim. So then the Gemara begins a third attempt on the top of Chav Tesla and Alf. So Rava comes up with his idea. Rava fine-tunes it a little bit, but after the fine-tuning, what it seems to come out to is something along the following. Elamar Rava, it's about 7 or 8 lines from the top. Shasa kabaisa lakapit inish taita lakapit tlas kapit. So notice one thing that's missing in Rava's formulation. Remember what Masechta we're learning? Rava Basha. So it's no great surprise that there's no what? There's no pasuk. Rav is basing himself on something totally different. What's he basing himself on? The following facts on the ground. We surveyed people and we realized that I own a field. And, you know, I'm walking around here and there. You know, I'm busy doing other things. And I see a guy walks into my field, start to collect my fruit. I'm not that thrilled about it. But, you know, Lav Dafka, I'm going to go make the biggest fuss in the world right now. All right, so I got a couple of dates out of my field. Okay, so I like, got a couple of some tfu out of my field. Okay. I'll worry about it next year. Come next year, I'm busy. I'm making the chasana this week. I don't have time. You know, he's harvesting my grapes. That's what he's doing. I'll take care of it then. Next week, next year. These things tend to happen. Sometimes it happens. People are not so mad. Come the third time, the same guy, last year stole my fruit, this year steals my fruit. Third time, I can't believe this. I got to do something about it. No normal sane person would let somebody just walk in year in, year out, 3 years in a row, take all my hard work, labor, fruit, and not say anything. It's inconceivable that would happen. There's only one way to explain such bizarre behavior of not responding, not formally complaining, basically not filing a complaint. Only one way to explain why I'm not filing a complaint. You know why? Because I sold the field 3 years before. Therefore, Rava says, Chesed Gimoshonim has nothing to do with Pesukim, nothing to do with Shamua, nothing to do with St. Talamata, nothing to do with anything. It's simply an assessment of Chazal. We have a Din Torah taking place in front of us now. Now it's 3 years later. I say to you, what are you doing in my field? And you say, I bought the field, and I can prove it. I've been eating them for the last 3 years. I've been eating your fruit, and you haven't said a word to me. And I say, you're a liar, a shotgun. I never sold you the field. The Edom say, you've been eating. The Edom don't know when the field was sold. If the Edom know, then we don't need chest about them. For there's no shtar, there's no Edom, there's nothing. But we do have Edom who say you ate the fruit. The Edom say you ate the fruit. The Edom say, I wasn't Meicha. And I say, I'm telling you, you're a liar. I never sold you the field. So why was I quiet? I give you a half-baked reason why. I was making two chasms. I give you a reason why I wasn't quiet. It was quiet. Kashlo nice. I'm telling you, I didn't sell the field. So the case makes its way to the basin. So basin listening, trying to figure out the wing, the yard caps, and trying to figure out who's telling the truth. Who's telling the truth? So basin does their surveys and their studies, and they come up with the following. The research indicates to them that there's a 90% chance that the guy who's sitting and eating the fruit is telling the truth. Because most normal people, 90% of the time, if a guy didn't sell the field, he would have screamed in the first 3 years. So the overwhelming odds are that the Eichos Apeiros is the rightful owner of that field. What's the Beis going to do? We're going to give it to the Eichos Apeiros. Because he most what is the owner? Give me the major word. Most probably is the rightful owner. What's that? What if he was not in that field for 3 years? But he's on the field now, and I'm screaming that he stole my field, and he's screaming that he bought it. Who would get the field back? Obviously, what's the premise of the entire parak? Merkam. So basically, why doesn't the Ochlas Aperas get it? He's the Mukhsup. What's the answer?
It's most probable that he didn't put it.
Why doesn't he get it? He's the Mukhsup, right? What? He's sitting on the field. He's in the Muxok. What happened to our introduction to Chesed Batim? There's no such thing as Muxok and Karka. There's no such thing as Muxok and Karka. What's Muxok and Karka really mean? Cheskes what? Cheskes Barakama. I'm really the Muxok, so to speak. I have the Cheskes Barakama on this land. So wait a second. Wait a second. I am the Chazok on this field. For the last 100 years, everybody knew it was mine from my father. It's been in my family for the last 100 years. So I have the Chazok on this field. Now we have a latest Asafik, whether you bought the field or not. And Beis Din telling you with a straight face, we don't know for certain that you bought the field, but we strongly suspect that you did. And we have a 90% chance, tells us, that you probably did. Thank you very much. We're going to take the field away from you, and we're going to give it to the Ochlos Paris. You know what we just did? We did a terrible thing just now. We were just Motzi Mammon based on what? Based on the Rav. Anyone read this Gemara? Who here realized when I asked Gemara, that's exactly what we just did. We were just Motzi Mammon based on Rav.
We asked
that
in Lessing. We said that's only the feed that Shishmash, not the feed that Kuntz Shvigas.
I want to identify the question, and right now, according to Rava, the entire essence of Chesed Zimushanim is being Maitzi Mammon from a Chesed Markama based on a Rav. Everyone so far? For an Amun and a half, no one said that. Chochiusha didn't say that. Right? Because Chochiusha had nothing to do with Rav's. Rava, who stopped quoting Psukim. Now we're talking Rav's. So according to Rava, that's exactly what we're doing. So I want to know, when I make that observation, that I'm about to be Motzi Mammon based on Rav, I want to know what wheels go off in your heads. What are some of the first things that come to mind when you hear me say, ah, you're being Motzi Mammon based on Rav? What do you start to think? What? The first thing you think is Rav Shmuel, right? Shmuel said you can't do that. You pass like Shmuel, you can't do that. So the first thing that goes off in your mind is, oh, what does the Tyson said? Head in the gimbal that says that what? Yeah, you really can be Motzi Mammon based on Rav. Shmuel never really can. I'm just kidding. Come on. Harai, if you Motzi Mammon based on Rav. When you have a Din Torah 3 days on, to say Chayav, what's his party? Motzi Mammon based on Rav. So what does Shmuel mean when he says Rav, what does he mean? Yeah, Shvach HaRav. What's made the Shvach HaRav? What's called the Shvach HaRav? Come on, Chazar, guys. There's a different Tosfos that says a different answer, but the Tosfos that had it that says a Shvach HaRav. So what's made the Shvach HaRav? Shmaitz, Shmaitz is famous for it. Rav Atal B'das B'Neyadam, right? Things that change culturally. But natural robes, biological robes, psychological robes, those things don't change. So what is this? What kind of robe is this? This is a Shvach HaRav or a good robe? It's a great robe. This psychological, doesn't do with cultures. This doesn't change from time. It's innate psychology that I don't want someone to steal my fruit. One time I'll keep quiet. 2 times I'll be quiet. 3 times I'll pop you over the head. So that's a robe that gives Shmach HaRav. That's a great robe. That kind of a robe, according to Tosfos Sanhedrin, give Maitzi Mammon. So the simplest way of reading Chavtesim and Aleph is you have to ask the question. When you see Chavtesim, you have to ask the question, Rabbi, hey, Rabbi, what are you talking about? What do you mean? What do you mean you're giving up money? You're taking away a Chesed Markama based on a robe. How can you do that? So the first simplest answer is, yes, you can. I mean, Tosfos Sanhedrin, give up a base. Of course, once you go down the route of Tosfos and Baba Kama, Chavtesim and Aleph, that says, not so simple. You can't be Maitzi Mammon based on a robe so fast. You have to rephrase the question. Say, hey, wait a second. What's going on top of Chavtesim and Aleph? So we got a lot of work cut out for us. So yes, we're going to bring back some thoughts from the past about different kinds of robes and mumminess. But hopefully we're going to take this to the next level to understand what is going on between the lines going to Rav. Okay.